Hello.
And so it's Paul here from 95BFM in Auckland, New Zealand.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Oh, good, mate. How are you?
Oh, not bad.
You're in just Chicago. Are you
around?
Are you high up in Chicago?
Oh, I'm not in Chicago. I'm here in Nashville.
Hey, mate, it's exciting to talk to you on your way down. I have to admire some of your clothing choices that I've seen on your album cover and stuff. There's some fairly nice clothes going on.
Oh, yeah, man.
You got a special person that looks after the wardrobe?
No, I do it, but I have my ways of getting things. I have my places that I like to go and my people I like to work with, so... You know, that rhinestone suit's a special thing. I'm from Florida, and it's all Florida wildlife themed on it. You know, it's got panthers and great blue herons and gators and stuff on it, snakes. And, yeah, so it's a pretty cool thing. I like wearing that thing, although it's too hot now to wear it.
Oh, yeah. Your music is this sort of wonderful classic country. Is that a pushback? I've sort of seen some things where they talk quite negatively about a thing they call bro country, which strikes me as probably stuff I don't ever get to hear, but it's probably sounds like it might be quite dumb. Are you trying to sort of get something back to kind of how it should be and respecting the genre?
You know, I don't know. I just play the music that I know how to play. You know, that's what I grew up with, so... you know, that's when I started writing, that's what came out. But I don't necessarily think that, you know, it should be one way or the other, you know what I'm saying? But I certainly would like to get Twin Fiddles on the radio again. So. Yeah.
It is kind of refreshing, yeah. and it has that honesty and simplicity of classic country. And I saw one of your comments about, you know, saying as much as you can with as little as you can, you know, and the economy of writing is something I've always admired and loved about country music.
Yeah, I mean, it's sincerity in its purest form. You know, it's sincerity, it's relatability, it's simplicity, it's minimalist in the structure. You know, it's minimalist in structure, but it says so much in subject matter. You know, the intent is a lot bigger than the mean. I've always just been impressed with that. It's just nice to not have to think too hard to get the point. You know what I'm saying?
It sort of started off really, according to what I read, in a place called Robert's Western World in Nashville. Can you tell me a little bit about that? It sounds really intriguing.
Yeah, Robert's is... the honky tonk downtown in downtown Nashville. It's kind of the last honky tonk down there, the last real honky tonk down there. You know, there's no TVs. There's a live band all day long, from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. There's no cover charge. There's cheap food, no draft beer, just bottles and cans and liquor, and you know, it's just a honky tonk, man.
Yeah.
When everything else is sort of, you know, playing the football game on Sunday or, you know, anything like that. You know, Roberts is always just going to be about the music and nothing else. And it's just home for me. So.
And that sort of conjures, I can just imagine a shit-kicking good time going on down there with lots of yee-haw from the crowd on the live country recordings. There's always some excellent crowd participation. Is it getting a bit rowdy?
It can get a little rowdy, you know. People are still there to get drunk. So,
yep.
You know, it's a good time in there, for sure.
I don't know, I guess with the way the world is these days, do you think sort of people are finding a bit of, you know, solace in music and places like that, and going hiding away from the realities of living on Earth in 2018?
Yeah, it's a tough place to live in 2018. I think, you know, it's a universal thing. You know, it brings together cultures and it brings together different groups of people. You know, you might not agree politically or religiously or something like that, but maybe you both like Hank Williams, you know, and you can find common ground there. I think it's one thing that everybody can agree on is that, you know, everyone likes music.
There's something wrong with you if you don't, eh? Really? You know,
seek help. I mean, it's just, you know, we're all the same when we're in our cars. You know, we're all sitting in our cars listening to music, driving around. And it brings us together. It brings us together as a people when we're very, very divided, especially here, you know. You know, the world's a crazy place, but for 29 minutes, you can listen to my record and maybe forget about that for a while.
And is this a long tour that you're on to promote it?
It's about to start. Yeah, I'm about to leave here at the end of June, and then I'll pretty much be gone until the beginning of November. Just back and forth all around. And Australia twice in that time. And yeah. New Zealand, at least once. I mean, I'd like to get back over in the summer for y'all. Our winter, our fall, the year, spring, summer.
Tuning Fork, where you're playing, they're doing a really good job of getting the Americana X through, and it's quite established now. It's great to see genuine American music come down here. You know, it's sort of plenty of it now, which is great.
Yeah, I love that place. I've played there several times now. This will be my third or fourth time playing there. I can't recall, but that's a great venue, and they do a good job of getting good musicians in there. I see the posters on the wall and stuff. And, you know, judging by the different acts, I played there with Johnny Fritz. I played there with Willie Watson, you know, and myself. And I know they've had Nicky Lane and maybe Justin Earl there. And, they're good at bringing some good Americana acts over there and country acts and stuff. So I'm excited to get to play there again.
Is there anywhere sort of on the circuit that you know of, like a strong following? Is there anywhere that's really kind of grabbed you? And I suppose you can't tell because it's just come out. But it's funny how some things take a hold someplace real quick and real strong. Has anything like that happened for you?
I do pretty well in Australia. You know, Australia and New Zealand kind of embraced me before I had anything going on. Brian Taranto at Love Who sort of took a chance on me and brought me over as a solo artist, and I ended up doing pretty well over there. You guys have a good appreciation in music, and I do a little better over in Australia than New Zealand, but I've been over there more.
Yeah.
But I love New Zealand, and I'd like to spend some more time there. I'm usually just fly into Auckland, play the show, and then leave, go back to Australia the next day. But you know, I get to go down to Christchurch this time.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. So the very first time I ever went over there, we were supposed to play Christchurch, but the earthquake happened.
Right.
Yeah. And we didn't get to play, and I've yet to get down to the South Island there, so I'm excited about that this go around.
Do you fish the rivers at all when you get down to this part of the world? I know Justin and Steve Earle quite like taking a few trout.
I haven't, but I do love fishing, so if I get some time off, I'd love to, you know, toss a line in there, so.
And I guess just sort of, is there any other, you know, other artists around you in Nashville that excite you and you think the world should hear that you could tip us off on?
Oh, man, there's so many things going on. I'm a really big fan of Ben Haggard, Merle Haggard's son. He's doing his own thing now, and it's really great. And he's playing with the Strangers, which is cool. And, of course, Johnny Fritz is my main man. Bird Cloud, they're really good. And there's a ton of people, there's a ton of artists down here that are really busting their asses and putting good music out. So it's an exciting time to be around in Nashville.
And do you play fiddle on other people's records and other people's shows as well as your solo stuff?
I play on people's records. I don't really do much fiddle work live anymore outside of my own thing. I sang and played on Margot's last record. and as well as I sang Carmony on her first record. And, you know, I've played on several Justin Town Girl records, Johnny Swift records. And, you know, I can be hired for fiddle work. You know, I work with, I do a lot of writing and recording and working with a rapper named Yellow Wolf too. I love collaborating with other artists and stuff. It's cool, it keeps me inspired.
Look forward to seeing you down here on the 15th of July at the Tuning Fort. And
absolutely.
And I hope it's not too hot for you to wear that lovely Florida inspired rhinestone jacket, because it's mighty fine. I've got my neighbors from Florida and I can't wait to show it to them.
Oh, right on. Yeah, I'm sure I'll bring it down.
Okay, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
It's Josh Headley. He's on at the Tuning Fork on the 15th of July, and you can get your tickets from Ticketmaster.
Well, it's all over town that we're together. We did our best to hide our love away. Will they say loose lips sink ships? If that's true, then this is it. Might as well let Mother Nature have her way. So let them talk, let them wonder, let them speculate about the spell we're under. Just between the two of us, what we do behind closed doors. So let them talk,
let them talk,
let them wonder. Travels fast here in a small town. It seems like we're the gossip of the day. Well, they say we're quite the pair with our secret love affair, but we don't care what other people have to say. So let them talk,
let them
wonder, let them speculate about the spell we're under. For it's just between the two of us what we do behind closed doors. So let them talk,
let them talk,
let them wonder.